Value propositions. A logistics value proposition is a commitment regarding the value that the organization will provide to a specific customer group or other stakeholders. For each of the goals and objectives of a logistics strategy, logistics professionals can determine how the capabilities they create will relate to the needs of their customers. This and a detailed understanding of customer segment needs become the basis for value propositions. Part of a value proposition is simply to relate the benefits that should be achieved by pursuing a given strategy. Thinking about these from the start embodies the phrase, begin with the end in mind. Once you know where you want to get, you will be able to see what is getting you closer to that goal and what isn't. A value proposition is like one of those elevator pitches where a person has just a few seconds to sell the gist of their plans or aspirations to a decision maker or customer. Let's consider the value proposition for three generic logistics strategies. Process strategy, get high quality at a low price. Economic value is created by economies of scale and relentless pursuit of efficiency. Market strategy, present a convenient variety of options when and where they are needed. Economies of scope attract products, services, or vendors to one real or virtual place. Information strategy, be relevant to the customer segment. Supply chain management integrates and sequences custom networks to add economic and market value. Another example of a way to express a logistics value proposition is called the EERS model, which stands for effective, efficient, relevant, and sustainable, as shown in Exhibit 1-27. Using a model such as this can help ensure the logistics value proposition is comprehensive. Exhibit 1-27, Effectiveness, Efficiency, Relevancy, and Sustainability Value Diamond. Adapted from Source, Bowersox, Donald J. et al. Supply Chain Logistics Management, 6th edition. The value proposition for being effective relates to the ability of the supply chain to deliver goods and services to the customer's selected location. The value proposition for being efficient is about being effective in all required supply chain functions at the least total cost, both for the organization and for the supply chain as a whole. Waste minimization and asset utilization are key elements of efficiency. The value proposition for being sustainable involves living up to societal expectations and related legislation related to sustainability while using these initiatives to improve efficiency and profitability. Reducing environmental impact, fuel, energy use, and emissions are obvious ways to do this. Talent acquisition and retention and risk reduction may also make the organization more sustainable. The value proposition for being relevant relates to the ability to become what customers in the market are now demanding and other external drivers of change are requiring. Resilience, flexibility, and change readiness are needed. Each of the more specific logistics goals and objectives have associated value propositions. Network integration. In addition to the proposition for achieving lowest total cost at an acceptable service level, network integration involves the proposition that it can meet the needs of various nodes in the supply network in terms of different order sizes, different need for inventory availability, seasonality, and order urgency. Variance reduction. The value proposition for variance reduction is in better reliability and quality. Average inventory and safety stock can also be lower when variance is lower. Agility. The value proposition for agility is to postpone operations for the longest possible time to give more time for actual demand to be known. This can be effective if delivery can be very fast without being prohibitively expensive. Often this takes the form of postponement. Final assembly much nearer to the point of demand so that the distances are very short. Another method is to apply principles of demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, to compress lead times using strategic inventory buffers close to the point of demand, which reduces delivery lead times. Product lifecycle support and reverse logistics. The value proposition for the product lifecycle is that understanding the lifecycle stage of a product helps efficiently synchronize supply and demand. The value of reverse logistics is to proactively manage the necessary process of accepting returns in ways that minimize their negative impact on profitability, quality. The value proposition for quality is that it is less expensive to invest in quality than it is to pay for last-minute fixes, service recoveries, and returns, especially after accounting for lost customers and reputation damage. Customer service and responsiveness. The value proposition of customer service and responsiveness is that logistics can provide a basic level of customer service for all customer segments to keep costs affordable while determining when and how to go above and beyond for those situations that are truly critical for their customers. The idea of providing basic logistics service seems to go against the concept of customizing service by segment. The basic logistics service premise is a value proposition intended in part to provide internal value in the form of cost control, but it is also a promise to customers. It involves setting expectations that service will not fall below a given level. Basic logistics service will meet the minimum service requirements of customers, and providing it to all customers generates economies of scale. Such service establishes a base level for inventory availability, an acceptable window for delivery frequency, consistency, and speed, and what is considered a normal time frame for accommodating unusual customer requests. Another aspect of base logistics service will involve what is considered an acceptable number of logistics failures and an acceptable period for malfunction recovery. These minimum levels might be tightened up over time as continuous improvement practices make it easier to provide better service at a low cost. However, they do need to be realistic. Setting too high a target and failing to achieve that level of service after setting expectations with customers can be disastrous. Another aspect of basic customer service is that the organization commits to going beyond the base level wherever customer need is greatest, but providing just the base level when high service is not needed. In many cases, a service failure will have little or no impact on a customer. For example, if the customer has sufficient safety stock on hand, a replenishment order that is a day or two late will not affect the customer much, provided that the parties maintain good communications regarding expectations, actual stock levels, and reasons for the delay. However, other logistical failures can result in plant shutdowns, lost sales, and other real economic consequences. Learning about each segment's priorities will reveal those areas of economic consequence, and the organization will be able to ensure great logistical service in those areas. This could involve forming a partnership with a manufacturer to have parts on consignment at their plant to keep it operating. You still own the inventory until it is used, but you don't have to warehouse it. In another example, it could involve flying parts out to a plant, such as during port strikes.